This is the brief on financial remedy. So, what exactly is financial remedy? Well, it's the whole legal process during a divorce that decides how all the assets get shared. We're talking property, income, pensions, everything. It's all about making sure that final division is fair. And to do that, you know, judges rely on three core principles, and they follow them in a very specific order. First, it always, always starts with needs. This is the number one focus, making sure both people have the housing, income, and security they need to move forward. Only when those needs are met does the court even look at the second principle, sharing. This is where assets built up during the marriage are generally split equally, unless there's a very good reason not to. The third one, compensation, is honestly pretty rare. It's saved for unusual cases, like if someone gave up a major career. Okay, second, these principles aren't just applied out of thin air. Judges have to weigh a specific list of factors. The really crucial ones, they're looking at income and earning potential, the standard of living during the marriage, and, most importantly, the needs of any children involved. They'll also consider the actual property, what each person contributed, and even age and health. And finally, the decision gets enforced with a court order. Think of these as the judge's tools. You've got one-off cash payments called a lump sum, orders that change property ownership, and even pension sharing. Sometimes there's ongoing support or spousal maintenance. And then there's the clean break order, which severs all future financial ties completely. So understanding this framework, the principles, the factors, and the legal orders, gives you the complete blueprint for how assets are divided in a separation.